Not much is as unfunny as a global pandemic, so Wilfred Lee is relishing the opportunity to get back on stage and make people laugh. Lee, who grew up in Orillia, is performing with the Second City in its latest holiday-inspired improv and sketch comedy show, The Fast and the Furiously Festive. The show has a variety of dates, running through to January 9, at the new Comedy Bar on Danforth Avenue in Toronto. The Second City has been without a venue for more than a year, so Lee feels privileged to be part of the triumphant return at the new club. "It's very humbling. I'm very grateful for that," he said. Second City did their best to adapt by doing virtual shows, which is better than nothing, but it's different. The Fast and the Furiously Festive features improv comedy as well as sketches, both originals from Lee and his fellow performers and some from the Second City vault. Some of those older sketches need to be brought more in line with the times, and that's something Lee enjoys doing. "Times are obviously different," he said. "The fun thing is to contextualize these jokes in our own way." Lee's travels took him many places in the world and in his life, before he landed on comedy. Born in Toronto, Lee and his family moved to Orillia when he was in grade 4. His parents owned the former Super J's convenience on Memorial Avenue, near Highway 12. He attended St. Bernard's Catholic School before going to Patrick Fogarty Catholic Secondary School. After graduation, he headed back to the big city, where he studied animation arts at Seneca College at York University. He then went to South Korea to get to know the culture and language better, as his father is from that country while his mother is from Ecuador. While he was there, he taught English and art and worked as a concept designer for games and animation. A trip that was supposed to last a year turned into a decade-long adventure. During his last year in South Korea, he got involved with improv comedy with Seoul City Improv. "I was so disappointed that I only started getting into it in my last year," he said. "It's such an interesting relationship you have with the audience, compared to stand-up." Leaving South Korea didn't mean saying goodbye to improv. He has been involved with the Second City since returning to Toronto in 2017. "It's an interesting line of work for a self-described introvert. At the beginning, it was really challenging to be silly, especially as an adult," Lee said, adding performers needed to swallow their pride and their egos. "This allows me to be an extrovert, and that's kind of cathartic for me." His commitment to acting and comedy has opened doors for him, leading to television commercial appearances and a fleeting gig as a choir member on Kim's Convenience. Some might also know his music production work under his pseudonym, Sugarghost. As if that's not enough to keep him busy, he also runs Artist's Journey, a social network hub for creatives. Despite all of that, there's nothing quite as rewarding for him as making people laugh. "It's what people need right now," he said. "I can't believe this is something I get to do." Joining Lee in the Fast and the Furiously Festive are Andy Ossoff, Andy Hull, Liz Johnston, Nicole Passmore and Gillian Welsh. More information about the show, including how to buy tickets, can be found here.